It was hot in Philadelphia on that June day in 1776. The members of the Second Continental Congress were just as uncomfortable as everyone else. But they had work to do. Richard Henry Lee of Virginia had introduced a resolution which would declare the colonies independent of British rule. Not all the colonies were ready to take such a drastic step, and the advocates of independence needed all the support they could get. Little Delaware's vote would be all important. One of her three delegates was against the resolution. Another, Thomas McKeon, was for it with all his heart. The third man, Caesar Rodney, wasn't even in Philadelphia, and he held the deciding vote. He had been excused to go to the lower reaches of the Delaware River to help put down the threat of a Tory uprising. Thomas McKeon dispatched a rider to find Rodney and bring him back. When the messenger found him, Rodney was already on his way, but only hours remained before the fateful vote. Rodney wasn't a young man, and he was suffering from the painful cancer that would later cause his death. But he rode without stopping for food or sleep. Back in Independence Hall, the voting was about to begin. The advocates of independence had delayed as long as they could, but it began to look as though Caesar Rodney wouldn't make it, and Delaware's vote would be lost. Connecticut voted first, a resounding yes. Delaware was next. Thomas McKeon faced John Hancock, the president of the Congress, to announce grimly that the Delaware delegation was divided. Suddenly, at the back of the chamber, there was a commotion. The delegates swung suddenly around, some reaching for their swords, thinking the meeting was under attack. And there stood Caesar Rodney, pale, out of breath, exhausted. After 80 miles of hard riding, he had made it, and not a moment too soon. Delaware's vote was cast for independence. The tide began to swing, and in a few days, America would be born. Today, about 2 centuries later, we honor our patriotic founding fathers above all other men. And among them, there is no patriot we should honor more than Caesar Rodney of Delaware, to whom the right to cast that one crucial vote meant more than life itself.